Welcome to installment 96 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains five prohibitions. Prohibition 173, the prohibition against eating non-kosher fish, and prohibitions 175, 176, 177, and 178, all relating to the consumption of various insects. Prohibition number 173 is the prohibition against eating non-kosher fish. As we discussed yesterday, the description of the kosher fish is in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 10 and 11 and 12, where it is described that only fish which have fins and scales are kosher. In addition, we discussed that in order to qualify as scales, the Torah requires that they must be removed from the fish without the skin coming off with it. There are other things which might be called scales in English language, which are not kaskeses or scales according to the Torah's definition. Therefore, they are also considered non-kosher fish and may not be eaten. An additional law which might be mentioned is that one must be assured that the fish that one buys is kosher. This is especially important in the case of fillets, when a person does not have an identifying mark, such as a piece of skin on the fish, from which one can tell that the fish was kosher. Such fish cannot be bought unless there is reliable rabbinical authority assuring that it comes from a kosher fish only. The next four prohibitions all are separate prohibitions relating to the consumption of insects. Prohibition 175 derives from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 19. It describes the prohibition against eating flying insects which are unclean. Under this category would be flies, bees, wasps, and any other flying insect. Why does the Torah have to specify flying insects which are not kosher? This is because, as we mentioned yesterday, there are certain types of flying grasshoppers. Since some grasshoppers which are kosher can also fly, the Torah must specify that there are flying insects which are unclean to you, and these you must not eat. However, as we mentioned yesterday, it is almost unknown among Jewish tradition today to be able to distinguish which is a kosher grasshopper and which is not. Prohibition 176 is also a prohibition against eating insects. It is distinct from the previous one in that the previous one is for flying insects, and this prohibition is for crawling insects. It derives from the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 41. The verse states that every small animal that breeds on land shall be avoided by you and shall not be eaten. One might notice that the word hashedetz is used, which means that the animal breeds on land. This distinguishes this prohibition from the next prohibition, 177, which derives from verse 44 in the same chapter. There, the verse does not state hashedetz al ha'aretz, that it breeds on the land, only that it's remes al ha'aretz. The Rambam states that the distinguishing factor is whether the insect derives from a male-female relationship from its parents or whether it is created from the actual garbage itself, from the rotting process. The Rambam even describes that do not be surprised if people say it is impossible. How could a creature come from garbage? The Rambam says that this is true. In the vast majority of cases, they cannot come from garbage. It must come from a male-female relationship from the parents. However, the Rambam says, it is nevertheless possible, and this is what is an apparent repetition in the Torah, really is not repetitious. It's to make prohibited to us a different sort of insect, one which is not the natural result of a male-female relationship in the parents. It is interesting to note that we have one explanation which has been given in a common problem today. Many fish have been found today to have worms in the flesh of the skin, such as whitefish and carp. These worms, it is said in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, are said to be kosher. The reason is they are not a product from another worm per se. Rather, they are produced from the flesh of the animal of the fish itself. Scientists, of course, claim that this is impossible. How could it come from the skin of the fish itself, from the flesh? It must have come from another insect, another worm. It is, however, has, however, been clarified that these worms that find their way into the flesh of the fish are only in a microscopic state, even according to the scientists, when they enter into the flesh of the fish. Therefore, even though they might come from the outside, even according to the scientists, when they enter the skin, they are not of a state to be considered an existence according to Torah law. The Torah is only speaking of visible existences. Therefore, we find, for example, that if a crack on a letter in a mezuzah is only visible by using a magnifying glass or a microscope, that is not called a crack according to the Torah, and the mezuzah is kosher. This is because we are led only after what our eyes see. Therefore, an invisible bacteria, which could eventually grow into a creature, could be considered to have come from itself in the Torah's way of expressing things. Therefore, even if we accept the assumption of the scientists that it is impossible that a thing should come from itself, this still would not be in contradiction to the Torah's way of viewing things. However, it still is possible, according to the Torah's way of view, that things could come from itself without having a previous predecessor. The final mitzvah of today's portion is Prohibition 178, which is from the verse 42 in the same chapter. This relates, as a practical matter, to bugs and other sorts of insects which are associated with foods, which have come from foods. The verse states that it's prohibited any small creature which crawls on its belly or a small animal with 4 feet that breeds on land, sheretz ala aretz. We see, therefore, that it must be sheretz ala aretz. It must come out onto the land. Therefore, the law is expressed in the Torah that if an insect in a fruit or a vegetable should have it come into existence from the inside of the fruit, and the fruit has grown around it, and this particular insect has never ever seen the air, has never come out of the fruit, it is not sheretz al ha'aretz. It never existed on the land. It never came out into the air. Such an insect is technically permitted according to the law of the Torah. It might be disgusting, and it might be prohibited to be eaten for that reason, as we will discuss in tomorrow's portion. But to be considered an insect forbidden by the Torah, it would not, unless it has at least existed on the outside of the fruit or vegetable. This is a very relevant law today, and perhaps one of the most common unintentional transgressions that people are over on. This is because many different fruits and vegetables today have a presence of bugs, a presence of minute but yet visible insects, which are very difficult to remove and very difficult to spot. This is even more prevalent today since the use of insecticides has been curbed, and many of these insects are present even alive in the vegetables. One should contact an Orthodox rabbi to determine which vegetables have to be checked and what is the manner in which they must be checked. There are various details of today's commandments which the Rambam explicates further in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the listener is encouraged to look there for more detail. Thanks for tuning into the daily portion. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436, and please join us again tomorrow.